So have you seen the goal back a little bit? And
what's
your thoughts?
Yeah, I've seen it back a few times. It's been on the news channel inside this morning. The guys give me a bit of banter about it. But, you know, it was a good goal. You know, obviously I'm delighted I've scored a couple of goals and, you know, I'm starting to get my numbers back up again. But disappointed we lost, you know. First and foremost, it's about winning games and getting results. And when you concede four goals in any game, it's not good enough. And especially when you score two goals away from home, you need to be at least taking home a point. So it's frustrating. But, you know, the goal obviously is a little consolation.
Talk us through what you were thinking when it was coming at you.
Not very much. I was just trying to shake off my defender. So I made a little bit of movement for the defender, lost him, found myself with a metre of space, and my touch set me up nicely, and I just had a shot on my weaker left foot and flew in the top corner. So it was a nice goal. Didn't give the goalkeeper a chance to move, and it's one of my better ones, definitely.
They're calling it potential goal of the season.
Yeah.
Do you buy into that, or do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pick it. You know, I'm happy with it. So we'll see what happens.
Is that the sort of banter the boys are giving
you?
Yeah,
pretty much. Like, you know, every time it comes on, they're calling me out of the dressing room to see it again, and you know, just friendly banter. It's good.
You know, this is the sort of stuff that, you know, obviously on those 8 weeks on the sideline that you knew that you could contribute to the side. So are you happy that you're able to do that now?
Yeah, I am. I'm obviously, I was very frustrated because I was coming into some very good form then. We were beating Wellington that night very comfortably. So I was in good form. I was playing very well. I set up a couple of goals that night. So, you know, when I got the suspension, obviously it set me back a little bit. But, you know, I'm catching up now a little bit. And, you know, we've got two games to go. I keep saying it. We need to finish strong. And, you know, we need to be more competitive. You know, some of the goals we conceded at the weekend were naive and poor, as simple as, and we need to cut it out.
You've got the Wanderers this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Good team.
Very good team, yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts going into that?
They're a good team. They're playing some good stuff. They've got some very experienced players. And, you know, we need to stand up to the battle, need to be competitive, and we need to keep things tight at the back, because if we do that, we've definitely got some goals in our team.
Potentially a few more goals like that this weekend.
Yeah, I'd love it. But, you know, the important thing, if we do score them, is, you know, making them count and making sure we shut the back door as such. So, you know, fingers crossed we can get a result, because our fans deserve that. They're the most patient people in the world, and we need to give them something to cheer about. Well, as I said, the fans here have been terrific. Nobody's throwing the book at me as such, you know, for making a millisecond of madness in my life. You know, as I said, people that are looking to my background have seen I've only been sent off one straight red card in 14 years as a professional player, so it's not something that happens very often. I haven't had any suspensions other than that this year. I wasn't sent off for that offence either, so you know, I think people see when I go out there, I play hard, I play fair, and you know, I want to entertain and score goals. And I think, you know, first and foremost, as a striker, you want to score goals, because that's what gets people excited, scoring goals, keeping goals out, winning games. And you know, we're getting half of it done. We've been scoring goals this year, but we've been conceding sloppy goals, and they're not goals that we can't stop. You know, they're simple things that need to be rectified, and as such, we haven't rectified them yet. And we've got two games now to give the fans some more. You know, need to show some faith in the fans that we're learning from our mistakes, and we can finish strong against two good teams in Western Sydney and Newcastle, who are both on form, and they're both derby games for us.